should speak louder. A person said it. No, there is this written that says starting something means losing all about our preconceptions. So when I was coming here from Argentina, where I come from, I had a lot of preconceptions about Europe and about dancing in Europe. Like, there is a person who writes about you have to stop as Latin American people to see Europe and start identify ourselves like a potential. And that is something I'm like chewing now, because as a dancer in Argentina, we have a lot of expectations about Europe. And I wrote a little bit about what I perceive about this trip. And I want to share it like a colleague. Also, like being talking to you after what all of these people said, put me like, I'm really near to this idea of periphery. Because I really feel it, that my kind of thinking is peripheral because of what I've been listening to and what I've been identifying to. So after all this entrance, I will read, because I don't speak so good English, and I wrote something. So I'm going to talk about perception and dance, in dance or while dancing. And I got a really big question that emerges with this coming to Europe about how our perception is sometimes an evidence of our identify, not identity, but what we identify with, like our social class, a perception that gets influenced with our economical system, a perception that is influenced with our gender. These are topics that have been like really talked in Argentina in groups that are investigating contact improvisation and improvisation at itself. So for me, it's like I've been doing this before I came, and it came like a question that's been like became a dialogue with this other culture. So I'm really excited of putting in contrast. So as a Latin American young woman, I've created a system of perception which I'm putting in dialogue with this context. So I'll just let the topic open and throw the space some questions about what things comes to my perception with all these things I've noticed while dancing contact improvisation. I found out that one of the most interesting topics while dancing is not an affirmation like, I know that my hand is connected to my chest or to my pelvis, but a question of how is my hand is going to make a connection. And I found that there is a very different way to enter to a dance with a question or with an affirmation. A question makes a more open space to have a dialogue. And this takes a little bit of time for me. And this is an affirmation. For me, it takes time to have a question while dancing. And to ask myself, what is this thing I am perceiving? What is this culture I am perceiving? What is this contrast I am perceiving? Not to give an affirmation, I am different, but what I have in common, what I have to put on the space with my singularity.